say, what's the most important thing for you to convey to students apart from the actual contents you teach?
Basically, that a certain kind of open-mindedness, specifically that probably most everything you believe is wrong, is just a matter of time before we find out. And so from that standpoint, to realize this kind of fallibility of judgment, but at the same time to be able to make decisions in light of that, you know. So in other words, you have to be able to do two things at once. On the one hand, you have to say, well, look, all our information and all our knowledge is probably flawed in some very funny little ways. That's a lesson of history, as it were. 100 years ago, people, you know, think of what they thought, they were very confident in what they thought. Almost everything has been displaced, and, okay? And why won't that happen again in another 100 years from now? And very often, when people realise that, they become sceptical, just generally sceptical or cynical, and they just don't feel they have to take decisions about anything, or they don't have to have any views about anything, because it's all bullshit. And now, and often students get this attitude when you, you know, when, especially when they get exposed to a wide range of views, they begin to understand the sort of historical and cultural relativity of ideas. And as soon as they get the first exposure to that, it's very easy to be just sort of skeptical and cynical. But the point is that you don't want to, you want them to realize all of these, all this kind of fallibility, all this change, but not be skeptical and cynical. And the way you do that is basically show it, is you can make decisions when there's an enormous amount of uncertainty and probably error in what people think, and at the same time do it in a way that allows you, after you've taken the decision, to be open-minded, so that you're willing and able to reverse that decision in the future. So, okay, I believe this. But now I've seen this evidence, and I might be wrong, and now I should believe that instead. So it seems to me it's that kind of mental agility, that kind of, you know, ability to think of things from different perspectives and change one's mind about things, but at the same time be able to make judgments, as is based on what I know now, or this is what I think. Now you tell me something else, maybe I need to change my mind. That's the kind of general attitude towards knowledge that I want students to get across, you know, get across to students, I should say. Yes.